Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. It is a rainy one this evening. On today's program, we're going to talk about recharging stations that are starting to pop up in Southeast Michigan. And a new poll shows that Michigan voters have some strong opinions. We'll discuss them. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. High-growth companies across Michigan will now have $130 million of investment capital available to them. The program announced yesterday the U.S. Small Business Administration will provide $80 million of the funding, partnering with the Michigan Growth Capital Partners and Dow Chemical Company. To discuss the program and its likely impact, I'm joined by Terry Stanton, Director of Communications at the Michigan Treasury Department. Thank you for joining me, Terry.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Very good here. $130 million of capital, that sounds like a lot, although how thinly is this money likely to be spread? Is there an estimate on how many businesses will be involved in the program?
Yeah, I don't have any estimates on how many businesses might be involved at this point, but it will be, the types of investments will range from $5 to $15 million, and they'll be in, positive cash flow positive companies that have revenues in excess of $20 million and also have some Michigan-based criteria, either headquartered here, have a significant presence here in Michigan, or being in the process of planning an expansion or relocation to Michigan on top of some other operational criteria. So, it's... $5 to $15 million types of investments, equities, and loans. And it's a very exciting program. Governor Snyder, Treasurer Dillon joined a press conference call yesterday along with Karen Mills, the administrator of the Small Business Association, and Andrew Liveris, the CEO at Dow in Midland. And everyone voiced a lot of excitement about the program.
So exactly what kind of businesses will be eligible for this funding?
Well, again, it ranges all types of businesses, again, that would meet that criteria. So, obviously, it has to be a fairly sizable business, even though it's, a small business type loan. But again, to have, revenue in excess of $20 million and positive cash flow companies. So it ranges all different spectrums.
My understanding is the program will be targeting industry sectors that the SBA has identified as national priorities. Currently, only clean energy and education have been identified as priority sectors, which would be a fairly limited range of businesses. Is this, in fact, the limitations of the program?
I can't speak to the SBA limitations on the program at this point.
I see. Now, Dow Chemical is involved adding $15 million to the program. What led the chemical giant to get involved in the program?
Well, I think they see that, that large company interacts with many small companies. And when those companies have better access to capital and better access to the markets, then they become better partners. So I would hesitate to speak for the Dow Chemical Company, but that seems to be their position, that what's good for small businesses that company interacts with obviously is good for the Michigan economy and certainly good for Dow Chemical also.
Now, will companies then be required or expected to increase their workforce as part of the grounds for receiving this funding?
Well, again, there are criteria in which they'd have to be headquartered in Michigan or have a significant presence in Michigan, or be looking to plan an expansion or relocation to Michigan. So there is an expectation that they're based here or will have a pretty significant presence in the state of Michigan.
What about startups? Do they have a chance of being in this program, or is this only for established and successfully operating companies?
Well, again, given some of the criteria, it might be difficult for some of those companies to fit into that. But you're also digging into a bailiwick that isn't necessarily my specialty. So, I apologize for not be able to answer that one for you.
And let me ask you about small businesses in Michigan that are struggling and facing closure. My understanding is they really wouldn't be part of this particular program. Are there systems in place in the state right now to provide funding to help them turn around?
Well, certainly the state and the administration, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, all you know, very interested in helping small businesses, you know, weather a difficult economic storm, which the state has seen, you know, over the last number of years. Obviously, small businesses, you know, are the generator of many thousands of jobs around the state, and so obviously a key component to the state's economy. But those programs, the Department of Treasury doesn't have specific programs geared to small businesses, but certainly the Michigan Economic Development Corporation oftentimes works with small and medium range size businesses to assist them in any way possible.
I'm talking to Terry Stanton. He's the Director of Communications at the Michigan Treasury Department. Terry, the big tax cut for small businesses that was included in the new budget, is there any sense of how much of an immediate impact that will have on them and their ability to expand their operations?
Not that I'm aware of. Obviously, you know, what can make businesses difficulties of doing business can mitigate those difficulties. Certainly, is a step in the right direction. But I'm not aware of anything in particular on that front.
And what kind of challenges do small businesses currently face in the state that you'd say larger companies aren't apparently struggling with?
That would be a question perhaps better asked of small business folks. I'm not a small business owner and have not operated one, so it would be unfair for me to try to answer that. I think certainly just, you know, general economic conditions and, you know, when, you know, having customers who frequent their stores or frequent their facilities and having a customer base that they can build on certainly would be an important piece of that. But but that would be a question better asked of small business or perhaps even the small business association in based in Lansing.
Now, the Treasury Department, what is the department's involvement in the program, in this particular small business investment program?
The state of Michigan retirement systems are making available $20 million from pension funds and also another $15 million in from Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund. So of the $130 million, about $35 million of that comes from the state.
That's quite a significant amount. How is that decision made then to be included in the program?
Well, these, you know, what the state of Michigan retirement systems does is invest in, you know, has a very broad-based portfolio in a number of different investments, and this is just an avenue to expand that that portfolio and to continue to diversify it. You know, it's $35 million is never small, certainly, but in the large scope of the pension funds with, you know, approximately $51 billion, I believe it is, in assets, it's a fairly small percentage of the overall pension fund. But obviously, you know, the goal with this investment, as it is with any investment done by the state of Michigan retirement systems, is to generate positive above market rates of return, and that's, you know, that's obviously priority one.
I see. And in terms of the money coming back, how much does the Treasury Department anticipate will be made from this project?
That's difficult to say. Certainly, you expect to see a rate of return on any investment that you make. But at this point, with this program, that's very difficult to put a finger on at this point.
I see, because it's really not clear then what the companies will actually do and if they will succeed in their expansion goals. I'm guessing.
Correct, and as the first company hasn't even been announced at this point, so it would be pretty difficult. And perhaps even imprudent to speculate on that.
And I guess, in a general sense, when you look at the Michigan's financial situation now with this budget in place, how does the Treasury Department view our condition now? Are we in a stable place financially as compared to where we were a year ago?
I think certainly in a better place than a year ago. A balanced budget in place, a budget in place very early in the calendar year. Certainly with still yet, a couple, 3 months to go before the next fiscal year begins. In fact, you know, Fitch Rating Agency just today announced that they had revised Michigan's outlook, had ticked that upwards from stable to positive. The credit rating didn't change. It's still AA minus, but the outlook ticked upwards, and that certainly is a positive sign. You know, the state, the administration has taken appropriate steps to begin to move the state forward, stop kicking the can down the road, and to begin to address its structural problems. And hopefully that's just the first of what will be other, you know, very positive announcements.
And when it comes to the revenue that's being brought in at this point, are we seeing an upswing? And how does it sit as compared to where we were a year or two ago?
But generally speaking, revenues have been faring pretty well, both you know, compared to year ago levels, and also compared to estimates that were agreed to at the January and May revenue consensus conferences. I don't have specific data on that right in front of me, but the sense is that you know, that the economy is showing modest growth. And, you know, we obviously need to ensure that that continues going forward.
Terry Stanton, Director of Communications at the Michigan Treasury Department. Thank you for joining me, Terry.
You're welcome, Michael. Have a great evening. Stay dry.
Indeed.